Alaska's Public Health Department has a new state-of-the-art facility for detecting disease. The updated virology lab opened in Fairbanks in January. The lab conducts disease surveillance, testing specimens from around the state. As part of a series of interviews for National Public Health Awareness Week, we talked with the lab's manager, Terry Schmidt. He says the lab has a good reputation with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta.
And our geographic location means that occasionally we see things up here that may presage what might be seen in the lower 48. We have in the past sometimes submitted some of the very first, if not the first, influenza isolates of the season. We also see or have seen in the past summer influenza, circulation of influenza. There were some significant outbreaks on cruise ships and the tourist industry and a couple of summers back. So occasionally we see things that aren't so prevalent here.
What diseases that aren't in Alaska yet are you watching out for?
We had capability of doing West Nile virus surveillance, and we did that for a number of years, and we could do that, you know, fire that up again at any time it was needed. We had the capability of SARS detection when that was an issue. And we are currently have the capability to detect the H5N1 avian influenza virus.
Why is it important for Alaska to have its own lab here in the state?
One of the reasons is that as a laboratory, we can detect those viruses that are currently circulating in a time frame that's appropriate and disseminate that information. Part of the mission of public health is not only to do the testing, but to disseminate that information to public health officials. And so by having it in the virology testing in a central location, there's all the specimens come in here and we're able to see and track what circulates around the state.
Terry Schmidt manages the state's virology lab in Fairbanks.